Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to another exciting episode of the Decibel Geek Podcast. I'm Aaron Camaro, joined as always by Chris Sinzak, and why did you see him?
You got galoolied.
Did you see him? He had some kind of black stick. He just hit me in the knee.
You okay?
Why?
But Aaron, we've got a 1994 year in review show to do.
I can't do it. Why? Why would somebody do this to us right before the 1994 episode?
I don't know. It's
a atrocity. Shame. Why? So I guess we can't do it.
Not this week.
No, it's too much work. It's too much. When we sit down and decide we're going to do one of these year in review shows, I mean, we got to mind our P's and Q's. We got to get our facts straight. We got to make sure that we're not leaving anything out.
Yeah, and it's usually the week leading up to the recording that we do a ton of the homework for it. And quite honestly, I fought a lot of health stuff last week. I had a sinus infection, an ear infection, and a fever. And it was just and rock and roll pneumonia, of course.
And the boogie woogie blues.
But it was, yeah, I had too much going on. And then we kind of played hooky last night.
We should have been doing our homework.
Well, it was too tempting to go see John Corabi play live last night. We couldn't turn that opportunity down and hung out with a bunch of friends of ours. And yeah, had a really good time.
Really good time.
So we decided, you know, let's just take it easy this week, you know, because we don't want to deliver you a half-assed year in review show.
No.
So we'll just take it easy, do a Radio Sucks show today, and play some songs that you'll dig and get you ready for next week.
Indeed. We'll have fun. But last week, I believe we got some shares and retweets. I think you owe some people some airtime here.
Yeah, Geeks of the Week, who did shares on Facebook and retweets on Twitter. For Facebook, Geeks of the Week are Jamie McNichol, Robert DePasqua, Simon Foteau, I think I got that right, Brad Kalmanson, Wayne Newbern, Sari Amon. From Twitter, we had more from Twitter this week. We had Collins, Viking Girl, Music Mags and Wax, DC, David Hetrick, Billy Hardaway. I know that guy.
Yeah.
Robert, Trevor McDougal, Andrew Jacobs. Know that guy, too. D, Z Bales, D Brew from the man. It's a Man's World.
Nice.
And somebody named My Name is Nobody.
My Name is Nobody.
Some self-esteem issues there. But thank you for the retweet.
Yes.
So if you, as it will be every week, if you retweet or share the episode link, I will mention your name on the show the very next week.
Heck yeah. And this week we actually got a real deal Geek of the Week to go along with, isn't that right?
Yeah, we actually got a donation this week.
Ring the freaking bell.
No kidding.
Hell's bells.
Yeah, so the donation came from someone named Melissa Patton, and I think it's... This may be the spouse or relative of Scott Patton, because Scott, I know, comments a lot on the page, but maybe they both love the show. I don't know.
It's the Patton family.
But thank you, Patton family, for the nice donation. And if you want to donate, just go to the decibelgeek.com website and click on the donate button, and you can tip your DJ.
That's right. You know, we've been getting a lot of great feedback on the iTunes reviews. We appreciate all of them. Love to go on there and read that stuff and find you guys are really digging what we're doing.
Yeah, and lots of nice emails and Facebook messages coming our way. People really enjoying the show and people discovering the show. And last week's episode with Mitch, you know, turned a lot of new people onto the show.
Yeah,
and
a lot of KISS fans.
Yeah, a lot of KISS fans are getting into the stuff now. So yeah,
we welcome all KISS fans here to the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Yeah, even the Vinnie Vincent ones.
Heck yeah, everybody. Everybody's welcome.
Okay, so we're just going to play some tunes today, and I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, man, we had a good time last night.
We did. So basically John Corabi did a full electric set last night, which that was the main draw. And but also good friends of ours, a band, local here, Nashville band called the East Side Gamblers played.
They were rocking, man.
And they were great. And, you know, they're formed by brothers named Tony and Cody Higby, and they got Josh Dutoit? And a new drummer named Chris Brewer, who was really good.
Yeah.
And Tony, those of you that saw Tom Kiefer play on the Letterman show last year, Tony is Tom Kiefer's lead guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been playing around the Nashville scene for years, so it's nice seeing him have this success that he's finally having. And but yeah, East Side Gamblers is his own project, and he's the lead singer. And
everybody was digging it.
Yeah, they were really good. They have a great kind of 70s rock vibe going. Yeah. And I picked up the EP last night, and I saw him. I said, great set. I'm going to spin one of these tracks tomorrow on the show. And he was real excited to hear that.
Nice. Good deal.
Yeah,
good guys.
So coming from the East Side Gamblers' new EP called All In, this is a song called Get It High.
There ain't no naval complication. There's no one judging you to say that you're wrong.
That's one awesome track right there from the East Side Gamblers. I guess, you know, go to Facebook, yep, check them out, you know, find out where you yourself can get a hold of that EP.
Yeah, there will be a link in the show notes, so check that out. Yes. All the songs on there are really good, and they actually have two EPs, and yeah, we encourage you to check those guys out. They're really good.
Absolutely. We had so much fun down there last night, but as you said, the main draw, the reason everybody was there was because it was John Corabi with a full-on, plugged-in, rocking band.
Yeah.
That they were just awesome, you know, and he ran through the whole gamut of all the great John Corabi songs that you would want to hear.
Although I wanted to hear Young and Dumb from Encino Man, but none of that was getting... No, John hates that song. When I interviewed him years ago, I asked him, I was like, is there one song that you have that you would file Kyle Under songs that fucking suck. And he said, yeah, the damn song from Encino Man would be that
one. Yeah, that is kind of an odd tune.
But yeah, he played a ton of great stuff from his career. He played stuff from the Motley 94 album. It was actually the actual 20th anniversary to the day of the release
that's
of that album.
That's what made it so cool.
And
he didn't know until
earlier in the day. So
So we're down at the Cannery Ballroom in Nashville, mm-hmm. Tennessee, with John Corabi celebrating the 20th anniversary of the release of the Motley Crue album.
Yeah, it was fun, and he played some great tracks off that, and he also played some Union stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, played The Scream, played Union, and this was a song he played last night. I love this tune. It comes off such a highly underrated album. I'm talking about Union, and the album was called The Blue Room.
Yeah.
Great album. You know, look at this. I found that at a store for look how much.
Was it 92 cents?
92 cents. Suckers.
It's worth a lot more than that.
Suckers. They had no idea. Oh, I got away with a good one that day. So I want to play one for you right now. This is awesome. Bruce Kulick just kills it on this song. And the band killed it last night. You're going to enjoy it right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. It's Union with Who Do You Think You Are?
It's not your song, it's my guitar.
You know, I hadn't actually heard that song in years when he played it last night.
Yeah, and I was surprised.
I was like, man, I haven't heard that in forever, and it still holds up good today. You
pleasantly
know?
Surprised.
Yeah. And
His band was awesome, you know, and he said last night his son Ian was joining him for the first time on drums. That kid was killing it, man.
Yeah, he was great.
And our buddy Jeremy, oh, man, how good was he last night?
Oh, he was awesome.
Played just killer guitar, sang, played. He was on the money.
Yeah, they were incredible. Yeah, and he's going to be doing some. I know John's going to be playing full electric sets at the Monsters of Rock cruise and also at the M3 festival coming up. So
nice.
If you have the opportunity to see him, it's definitely worth.
Yeah,
the money.
If he comes to your town, go drop whatever you're doing right now and make sure you could go.
Yeah, and I did talk to John before the show last night, and we're hoping to do something very special with him in regards to the Motley album in the future.
Heck yeah,
the
I can't wait. He's so cool.
It should be fun. Just pinning him down schedule-wise is not easy, but we'll work it out.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so my turn. My next pick, well, another person we ran into last night was Paul Taylor, who
I actually
was at the show.
I saw Paul Taylor last night, and I saw him a few days before that.
Oh, yeah, you did. You went to the Big Rock Show, played the opening of a Guitar Center store.
Is it any wonder I haven't gotten any of my homework done?
No kidding. we were busy hobnobbing this week, so we didn't get to put together the stuff, but we will next week, we promise.
Yeah, Paul Taylor's awesome, man. So cool.
Paul is great. We still get lots of good feedback on his interview, but speaking on Paul Taylor, Winger has just put out the first single for their new album that's coming out. It's the album is going to be called Better Days Coming. And the video for this song was actually filmed right here in Nashville a few weeks ago. I remember some numerous friends that were telling me, oh, I'm at the Winger video shoot and everything.
Nice.
So it's really cool. And this is definitely not what you're used to out of Winger. This is a little bit edgier sounding.
Yeah, I've been hearing good things.
So this is Winger's new song called Rat Race.
Man, I like that.
Yeah, definitely that a little bit is... more rocked up version of Winger for you.
Shoot, man, that's awesome.
They sound good.
What is it with these bands like Winger and Striper? They're coming back with their heaviest and hardest music ever.
I don't know. It's a nice change, though.
I love it.
I like the old stuff and the new stuff, but yeah, it's cool to see these different sides of these bands, you know?
Heavy metal and hard rock is alive and well in 2014, and I'm glad we're here doing the Decibel Geek podcast because we get to see all of it.
Yeah.
It's so great.
And unfortunately, you won't hear it on the radio, but you'll hear it here.
Yeah, you'll always have us, and we'll always be here.
So, yeah.
So, like we were saying, we slacked off and went to the shows instead of doing our homework like we were supposed to. We were supposed to be delivering 1994 this week, but that's just not happening. But, you know, I had a great time. We were talking about it just a couple minutes ago, going down and seeing the Big Rock Show at the Guitar Center grand opening in Cool Springs, Tennessee. And, man, that was a good time. I mean, we got free T-shirts down there. The store was awesome. You know, the place was packed, you know. And
you're making me feel bad because I was still laid up in bed.
Man, it was cool, man. I love seeing
that
grand opening.
Glad you showed up and represented for us.
Yeah, it was like a big celebration. I have a Decibel Geek T-shirt on and everything. So then from there, I go wandering out to the tent where the band's playing. And Ryan's up on stage, he's talking, he's like, whoa, hey, everybody, look, it's Aaron Camaro from the Decibel Geek podcast, you know, and encourages everybody there to check us out.
Ryan's
a guy.
A good guy.
Heck yeah, you know, and we talked to Ryan and Jeremy, and we've got something special lined up with them coming up real soon, too.
Yeah, and it's KISS-related. I'm hoping to have it released around Hall of Fame time if we can make it work.
It's going to be so much fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
All the stars are aligning for this one to make it pretty spectacular what we got planned.
We got wheels going in motion last night at the show.
Yeah, we did. So speaking of Ryan, you know, we've talked to Ryan, and we've talked about this band before. I'm talking about Hair of the Dog. A Wisconsin favorite, man. Love this band. And I always want to take the opportunity to let people know about these guys because, you know, they just didn't make it as big as I would think, you know, because in Wisconsin, they were freaking huge.
Right.
But we talked about that in that episode with them. Go back and check that one out. In the meantime, right here on the Decibel Geek podcast, it's Hair of the Dog. And this one's called I Can't Fight You.
You see me waiting to catch you. But you ain't looking to jump. Yeah, I'll throw you off a building right now.
Heck yeah, big shout out to Ryan. Love that guy. We're going to get together and have fun with those guys. Yeah, I can't wait.
It was fun hanging out with them last night.
It's always good to see them. You know, it's like Ryan shows up. It's like, oh, okay, now we can start having a real good time.
Right. It was great hanging out with them last night. And, you know, and I was talking to a friend of mine on the way home from the show, and I was just telling him, I was like telling him all these people that were at the show. And I was like, you know, if you would have told me when I was like 13 years old that all these people would be at a club show that I'm at in Nashville, I would have said you were crazy.
Well, totally. All the people there that I met the other night, all the just different array of people, it felt like I was inside of a club on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right. So with that in mind, I want to play a song by a band that actually a lot of listeners have pushed us to play. They're like, you guys have got to check out this band. And I finally got around to checking them out. And I tell you what, the European area has really churned out some great bands that can pull off the old school sound of the 80s.
Sure have.
And this band is no exception. This is a band that was formed in Helsinki, Finland in 2007.
Finland's got it going on, man.
But they've definitely got a California attitude, judging by their name. It's a band called Santa Cruz. And this is off their debut album. It was an album called Screaming for Adrenaline.
You telling me there's no city in Finland called Santa Cruz?
I don't think so. There's Helsinki, but no Santa Cruz. Yeah. But these guys do a good job of pulling off an old school sound. So for those of you that have been asking, here they are. We're finally going to play them. We'll probably play more of them in the future.
You wanted it, you got it.
This is Santa Cruz with Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah.
see, that's why it's such a great thing that we've got the community going on the Facebook page. We're trying to turn you guys on to cool music. At the same time, all our listeners are turning us on to cool stuff. Hey, we might have never heard of Santa Cruz if it weren't for the listeners,
probably,
right?
Probably wouldn't have. I don't know. They get some attention on like classicrock.com, but that's about it. It's hard to find stuff on them.
Wow, see? It's a beautiful thing we got going on here. A whole lot of people helping each other out, getting turned on to good music.
So what do you got next?
Okay, well, this is cool. I wanted to tell you about this because after we had done our episode a few weeks back now, the Queens of Noise episode with all our favorite female rockers, I actually got into a conversation with the drummer from Betty Blowtorch talking about Judy Mollish. And she was talking to her, and she really appreciated what we had done, you know, that we'd put the spotlight on Betty Blowtorch and appreciated our fanness of them.
Right.
And ended up sending me a couple of CDs.
That's cool.
So I've been listening to this, and I was like, well, you know, if she sent it to me, I feel like I should play it. Another really cool thing, check that out.
What is that?
I found out what
she's part of a female
kiss. Yeah, the world's hottest tribute to the world's coolest band, Priss.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've heard of them.
I checked it out on YouTube. It's very cool. If Priss, because they're out there, if they come to your town, go check them out. Pretty awesome stuff. In the meantime, we're going to go back to, let's see, what year did this one come out? I can't even read it. It's so small. Back in the early 2000s, it's Betty Blowtorch right here. This one's called I Want to Be Your Sucker.
Tree.
Okay, there it is. I can see it. It was 1999.
We're only off by a year or two.
Pretty close.
But great song. Thank you, Judy, for sending that to me. Very cool. I appreciate it.
Folks, give us donations so Aaron can go to the eye doctor.
Heck yeah. Or go get more CDs.
Yeah. That's probably where the money will go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so since you played an all-female band, I'm going to play one as well. And this is a new band, and we're going over to Europe again. This is a group from Stockholm, Sweden. It was formed in 2010, and it's an all-female power trio, and they were formed when they were 17 years old. And this is a band called Heavy Tiger. And the best description I found for this band is somebody mentioned them as basically it sounds like the Donnas doing Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's intriguing, man. I can't wait to hear this.
I think you'll dig this, and I think the listeners will too. This is Heavy Tiger with a song called Saigon Kiss.
Bad at all. There's something about them Swedish women. They're heavy.
You need to see the video. They all have like these matching 70s era jumpsuits on.
Nice. I'll check that out.
Kind of like the Runaways.
Nice. I like that.
Pretty good stuff.
Cool. Well, talking about the fun we were having last night, somebody else we ran into that we both are really good buddies with, talking about Luke Carl.
Yeah.
From Sirius Satellite Radio. That guy is so cool, man.
He's a great interview too. Not that you folks would know about that. Can we let the cat out of the bag on that?
Yeah, I guess. Why not?
Okay, we set up an interview with Luke out at his house, and we drove way out into the country to where he lives, and we had a great conversation, and then we got back, and then we figured out that only 9 minutes of the conversation was recorded.
Awful.
Because the memory card was full, and we didn't realize. I think each of us thought the other had erased it and, you know, gotten it plenty of space on there. So... It was a bad thing, and but thankfully Luke is a really cool guy.
Yeah,
and we've talked to him since, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm totally down to do it again," and he is going to do it again. And but yeah, we ran into him last night, and he was fun to be around as always.
Heck yeah, that guy's awesome.
Had some interesting conversation involving sex tapes and
Hogan's Heroes,
and
all kinds of weird stuff was going.
Nebraska football. Yeah, it was a strange conversation, but it was always fun, like it is with him.
Yeah, man. So. You can't help but smile when you're talking to him. And I think that's what makes him such a fantastic DJ on the Ozzy's Boneyard.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's just
or is
because
he on
we
Hair Nation.
He's on, I think
he does both.
I think
doesn't
he's both.
Yeah.
But I catch him on Ozzy's Boneyard the most, and you know, I think it's maybe because we know him and we know he's such a legitimate dude. You know,
he loves the music.
He really is what he, you know, what you see is what you get with him, 100%. You know, I think that's what makes him so good at that.
Yeah, he lives the life.
Yeah, he does.
Give him that.
Super cool dude. Speaking of Sirius Satellite Radio, when I'm in the car with the wife, I'm like, can we please listen to Ozzy's Boneyard? And she'll be like, yeah. And then she'll play it, and, you know, after a while, there's only so much Priest and Sabbath and, you know, Maiden and stuff like that that she can take. She'll start flipping it around, you know.
Right.
So then she'll flip it to something else until I go, can we please listen to some Ozzy's Boneyard again? But on one of the negative flips against me the other day, they were playing the song I Just Want to Fly by Sugar Ray. You know, everybody knows that song. You know?
Yeah.
It was a huge poppy hit back in the, I guess, early 2000s.
Yeah.
But I said to her, I said, well, you know, Sugar Ray was kind of a metal band, too. She's like, what? Uh-uh.
Yeah, I've heard things about this, but I've never heard any of that material.
It's true. It's true. The first album, for the most part, is really a heavy rock and metal album. Mm-hmm. And the thing with Sugar Ray is once they had that song that was a big hit song, you know, they had to try to emulate that after that. But they were always good at sneaking hard rock songs into their CDs as filler. So if you get a Sugar Ray CD, there's going to be at least one good hard rocking song on it. At least one.
I'm taking your word for
it. The earlier you go back, the more you're going to find. And this is what I wanted to play for you just to prove that fact.
We're actually going to play a Sugar Ray song.
We're actually going to play a Sugar Ray song right here. So, believe it or not, on the Decibel Geek Podcast, it really is Sugar Ray.
Pushing hard ass, but I'm the smartest. I want you to know this. I gotta get down.
See, told you.
Yeah, it's definitely not what you're used to.
Yeah, song called Streaker off their very first album called Lemonade and Brownies.
Lemonade and Brownies.
It's a heavy rock album. There's some weird funk metal on here, and there's some kind of strange poppy stuff going on, and you always get kind of sample sounds and stuff in it, but, I mean, you know, that proves it right there. They could rock. We could do a heavier side of Sugar Ray.
We could.
We could. We really could. There's enough material that we could do it.
Could.
Probably won't.
Probably won't.
But we could.
We could. Okay, so I've got one more to go. And we're not going to lie to you folks. We were very last minute in these picks today. We were like, let's pick something that's interesting. But, you know, as I said, we were going to do 94, and then just the way the week fell, it just did not work out.
Right.
It will be next week. So
we will do it.
So I was truly getting last minute picks. And then it just hit me today. I was like, I haven't played a Kiss song in a long time. We talk about Kiss all the time. But
that's our favorite damn band.
But I was like, I want to play some Kiss. That's kind of part of why I started the show, is I wanted to play some Kiss from time to time.
Yeah.
And so I want to play something from the Revenge album. And this was actually, this might have been, other than Unholy, which was obviously just about everyone's favorite song when it came out, this was, I'd say, my second favorite song on the album when it came out. I couldn't get enough of this song. I loved it. And something interesting for those of you that are interested in Podkissed, I will be doing something with them about the Revenge album soon. It'll be coming out soon.
Cool. I like those.
You guys will dig it. You may not agree with me, but you'll dig it. But yeah, this is a great track. This is a song that I think should have been put out as a single because it's got a good hook to it. This is Kiss from Revenge with Thou Shalt Not.
Yeah!
that right.
I agree.
Good song, right?
Absolutely.
That's an underrated Kiss song.
Yeah, it is. I love it.
It's a good strong riff, good lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun song.
I'm looking forward to hearing that. I like it when they break down the album.
Yeah.
You know, that's very cool stuff, a podcast.
Yeah, there's some definite differing opinions on the album with those of us that were on the show, but I'm not going to spoil it.
Cool.
But yeah.
Want to hear a funny story about Kiss from last night?
What?
I know you had to notice the chick with the dress.
Yeah, with the Kiss logos all
Kiss
over
logos
it.
Kiss logos all over it. So Billy Hardaway's there, you know, and I'm drinking beer and just shooting the breeze with him, and I said, "Hey man, check out that chick's dress." And he's like, "Oh yeah." And I said, "That man, that's pretty cool." And he says, "Oh, you can get them down at some store, some women's clothing store in the mall."
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "Really?" You know, because it's weird to think, you know, that Kiss stuff would be in a women's, you know,
right.
clothing store, but that's just the way it is nowadays.
That's wild.
But I was like, "Really? That? Well, I guess that's cool." And he's like, "Yeah, they probably got them in your size. Oh, you'd look great." And I was like, "You asshole." That dude was bagging on me all night.
Billy is good for at least two or three of those. Oh, well, he pulled up into the parking lot and said, "I'm going to kick your ass, fucker." And I was like, "What the fuck's your problem?" He started laughing. So, yeah.
That dude's awesome.
Billy, I know you're listening.
Asshole. So I guess I got time for one more. I just figured I'd include that sort of Kiss story for
That's
you.
Funny. Non-filtered opinion of Billy Hardaway.
He got me a couple of times throughout the night.
Yeah, he's good for that.
Good one-liners. Fucker.
All right, what's last?
So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Sebastian Bach and Skid Row. I think it was during a SoundCloud bonus track.
Probably.
And you kind of mentioned that, you know, while you still kind of keep up with Sebastian Bach and you love all the early Skid Row stuff,
yep.
You never really got on board with the current Skid Row.
Nah, it just doesn't do much for me.
And, you know, I had bought both albums. And as a matter of fact, you know, a couple of weeks ago when I was going to play the Skid Row song, well, last week when I was going to play the Skid Row song produced by Michael Wagner.
Right.
And I got it all mixed up. Well, this week I made up for it because the Hair of the Dog song we played earlier, produced by Michael Wagner, and the one I'm going to play for you right now as we head on out of here, also produced by Michael Wagner.
Oh, cool.
Right here in Nashville, Tennessee. This one comes off of Revolutions Per Minute. I'm going to show you that, you know, the band still has the core. It's got Scotty Hill, it's got Snake Sabo, it's got Rachel Bolan. It's the music is still 100% Skid Row. Does the dude sound exactly like Sebastian Bach? No.
Nobody does.
You know, but yeah, who does? You know, who can? Nobody. You know, but this dude is damn good in his own right. You know, a guy named Solinger. And I think you're going to enjoy this. So before we play it and get on out of here, we got anything to add?
Just check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/DecibelGeek. Go to Twitter at DecibelGeekPod. Go to DecibelGeek.com for all the great articles and stuff. And as I said, if you like what you hear, share it or retweet it, and I'll mention your name next week on the show.
Heck yeah, where we promise to deliver the goods on 1994 Year in Review.
You'll like it.
You're going to love it. So here you go, closing things out today, Skid Row. This one's called Disease.
See you next week.
Seeing you.
think I've had enough. I've had enough. I felt your
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.